The reason we're talking to you today, David, is because Delaware Shakespeare has announced its Summer Festival 2021. Very exciting, right?
Yes, we're excited to be back in Rockwood Park, welcoming audiences that are a little bit larger than we were able to welcome last year, but maybe not quite back to where we normally are.
All right, so give me all the details. Delaware Shakespeare has crafted a series of three fun events as it returns to welcoming audiences at Rockwood Park. Give me the details.
Yeah, we're really excited that for the first time in our history, we're going to be presenting three events over the course of our summer festival. Normally, we just do one production, but this year, in lieu of being able to do a full production, we thought it would be fun to triple your bard, as we say, and give people three different opportunities to choose from. So the first thing we'll be presenting is what we're calling a Midsummer Mixtape, and that will be a collection of original music from past and future Del Shakes productions, as well as some performances of scenes from those plays. And then we'll be presenting what we're calling Rosalind Times 3, and that's going to look at the great comedic lead character from As You Like It. And we're going to view that character through three different cultural lenses to give the audience an experience of seeing how race and culture can affect a characterization. And then we'll be sharing a Shakespeare Poetry Slam, which will be a night of hip-hop and spoken word artists sharing creations that are inspired or connected to Shakespeare. All the events will be outdoors at Rockwood Park. People can bring their picnics, enjoy themselves in the summer atmosphere. The shows this year will be on the shorter side. We're trying to have them all run around 60 to 75 minutes so we can present them without intermissions, so we don't have crowded lines at concession stand or restrooms.
That Shakespeare Poetry Slam sounds like a lot of fun.
It should be, yeah. I mean, I think most people don't realize how much Shakespeare's words and language had to do with rhythm and wordplay, and there's a lot of connections between that and hip-hop, and we're really excited to draw out those connections and bring them to contemporary light.
I wish I would have realized that in 11th grade English.
Yeah.
Hey, last year, the summer festival had to be canceled, correct?
Yes, we did present two nights of work in Rockwood Park, so we could still keep up our tradition of being there, but it was not quite the summer festival as we know and love.
How did COVID impact Delaware Shakespeare during all of last year?
Yeah, I mean, it immediately, what live theater does is gather groups of people into tight spaces and share entertainment. So that obviously, how we normally present things had to be placed on pause. So we created three in-person socially distanced events that we were able to do over the course of the year, but of course audience numbers for that were by their very nature on the minimal side. And then we did a lot of virtual programming. We had a sonnet project where we presented all 154 sonnets over the course of 6 to 7 months. We did panel discussions. We did some readings of plays. So we definitely, by pure frequency of events, 2020 was probably our busiest year ever, even though we weren't able to present our two full productions.
Wow, that's fantastic. What's the takeaway from this year's summer festival?
I think the main takeaway is we're back. We're excited to be welcoming, crowds. We are limiting audiences at this point to 100 people based on current COVID protocols, but that may shift as we get closer to the summer. But we're just excited to be able to welcome people back. And I know people are really, yearning to have these collective experiences with arts and culture again. So we're happy to be doing that.
Yeah, I think people are just itching to get outside. Now, are tickets already on sale?
Tickets are on sale, and that's actually one thing that's a little bit different this year, too. We always want to try to make our work as accessible as possible to as many people as possible. So this year we're doing Pay What You Decide tickets for our summer festival offerings with $10, $20, and $30 options. So whatever you feel comfortable paying, you can do that. And we are encouraging people to buy tickets in advance this year. We're not going to do any kind of cash walk-up or anything like that at the park, so we do encourage people to go online to delshakes.org and buy those tickets in advance this year.